Hi, my name is Slinky. Thank you for listening to My Mom. I never listen.
My man, Daniel Chaplin. What's up, dude?
Well, I recently completed a half marathon in all 50 states.
Tell us about it.
And I'm about to be inducted into the Guinness Book of World Records.
Keep going.
Last year, in October, I ran this Mole Cabo half marathon with a bunch of my friends from across the country, and the organization has been so supportive of me.
You ran a marathon in all 50 states.
Yes.
What was the first state that you ran a marathon in?
Alabama.
And how old were you?
Well, it was a 12-year journey. I can't remember my age exactly.
12-year journey. And then when did you run your last marathon?
2024.
And where was that?
St. Charles, Missouri.
And how old are you now?
34 years old.
Daniel, you are exactly who we're looking for on our live stream for 24 hours, nothing but net, to promote Special Olympics. Bud, I'm so proud of you. That's amazing.
Thank you.
How hard is it to run a marathon?
Not easy.
Tell me about your training.
Well, I train 3 days a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Saturdays being my long one, Tuesdays and Thursdays being my short ones.
When you say short run, how far?
3 miles.
And then what's your long run?
Between 6 and 7, Ohio.
Man, my feet are hurting just thinking about it.
You should do it, though.
Yes, tell people how they should get involved in Special Olympics. Everyone can get involved. Everyone can be an athlete.
Anyone who wants to be a part of something has a chance to be a part of something that is really important to them. The individuals with Down syndrome and other disabilities to show that, hey, they have dreams too, and they should be good.
That is 100% correct. I love how you say that. Everyone has a dream. When did you come up with this idea to run a marathon in every state?
It all started with a health class at Stanford where the final exam was to complete a 5K, which I did. It took me over an hour.
And this was when you were a student at Stanford?
Yes.
That's a college.
Yes.
You went to college.
Yes, I took a few courses.
How was it?
It was really informative, and I learned a lot of stuff that I hadn't learned before.
And you had to do the 5K for your class, so it was a grade.
Yes, it was part of the final exam.
What did you make on your final exam? Did you make an A?
Yes.
Do you make all straight A's, Daniel?
I hope so.
I know you do. Tell me what you're doing with your everyday life. What's your day-to-day like? When you wake up in the morning, what do you do? What do you do in the afternoon?
Well, I work 30 hours a week at a law firm. I'm in my 14th year.
Where do you work? You work 30 hours a week where?
At the Wiggins Childs Law Firm.
Okay, a law firm.
Yes. Monday through Friday, 11 to 5.
What do you do at the law firm?
I'm the mailman. I pick up and deliver the mail. I scan and make copies, and I pick up and put away the dishes.
Do you live at home?
I live at home, yes.
Okay. How do you get to work?
My parents.
All right. How's that going?
Great.
Yep. And then what do you do for lunch?
I bring lunch in from home.
So you got a full day, man. You got a lot of activity around your day to day.
Yes, I do.
When do you get your workouts in?
On Tuesdays and Thursdays on Saturdays.
Are they on in the afternoon after you're done working, or are they
sometimes in the mostly in the mornings?
So you get up early?
Yes, I can. But that was the interest. That was the interesting part. My early years, the very first half marathon I did was the Talladega half marathon. It took me more than 4 hours to complete, and I ended up sleeping for more than 18 hours.
Yeah, you're going to need a lot of rest after that. Well, I feel the same way. My marathon is free throw shooting, and when I'm done shooting free throws, I'm pretty tired. You got to stay healthy. How do you stay healthy? What do you do to stay healthy?
I exercise.
And then what do you eat?
Breakfast.
Okay. What do you have for breakfast?
Cheerios.
Cheerios every morning?
Yes.
Are your body is built by Cheerios?
I don't know about that.
What do you have for lunch?
Pasta.
Yeah, you're a carbohydrates guy, aren't you?
Yes.
That's good. That's what you need to burn off. You got to have energy to do what you're doing.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. Well, what would you say, Daniel, to somebody that maybe didn't know your story, that is just learning right now about how hard you train, how much you love being in shape and having healthy habits, and how what did Special Olympics do to help you with all that?
It really helped me. One, and I have others who have more opportunities to participate in more sports.
What other sports did you play?
Bowling.
What does it mean to you to be on a team?
It means to be a part of a team, to work as a team, and to do well as a team.
Well, Daniel, I'm glad that you're on our team, 24 hours, nothing but net team, because we need inspiration and motivation, and we need money to help Special Olympic athletes do what you just did, train and compete, organize on a team, and socialize with their friends. It's really important.
Yes.
I'm so glad that you wanted to be on our team. So thank you for taking time to spend with us on 24 hours, nothing but net.
Thanks.
It's good to see you, bud, and I appreciate being your friend. Thank you so much.
Welcome.